Can you make $100,000 a year or more in roofing sales part-time? Is this one of the world's greatest hidden secrets for a six-figure or multi-six-figure side hustle? Or is it all garbage? Is it too good to be true? And what do you really need to know before you get started doing this? Well, I'm gonna answer all of that and more, because my guess is that if you're watching this video, you heard about the crazy high earning potential in the roofing industry. We're talking six figures or multi-six figures with no experience, and you didn't even need to graduate from high school. So is it all it's cracked up to be? Because you're probably saying, hey, this sounds freaking amazing. Like, if it's so good, why isn't everybody doing this? Well, there's a reason for that, which I'll touch on in a moment. And in order for me to get started, you know, I don't want to just go all in. There's risk. It's mostly commission-based or commission-only. So I'm going to keep my job and do this on the side. So if that's you, my friend, you're in the right place. And I can't wait to share with you the real truth, the stuff that most folks aren't sharing with you, to help you decide what's best for you so you can make life-changing money for yourself and your family. Adam Benzman here. Welcome or welcome back. Let's get started. All right, before we jump in, I just want to say congrats and welcome for looking at a career or getting started in a career in roofing sales. This video is going to cover the whole concept of part-time versus not part-time, but you may be wanting even more. So first, you're in the right place, subscribe, hit the bell. You won't miss a thing, but I have even more for you inside my free training center. If there's no catch, click the link in the description right now and you'll get instant access to a bunch of webinars and videos and trainings that are going to help kickstart your journey so you can make life-changing money. Now, let's get into this idea of part-time. Now, I've got a few examples I'm gonna share with you of folks who I've personally worked with, but before I do, I wanna share my story with you of how I got started in this business. It was back in 2011, and I was studying natural medicine, which was my passion. It had changed my life, and I wanted to help change others. So I got licensed in a variety of different modalities, including massage therapy, reflexology, core synchronism, polarity therapy, all this stuff. And I started a private practice, and I learned that starting a business is hard. So I had an office space and rent, but I had no clients. So I had overhead, but no money. So in order to make ends meet, I got a job at this local massage therapy franchise. Now the problem was, I was only paid when I was booked, which by the way, seems kind of criminal to me because I was required to be on site. So there were days that I would show up for a 6-hour shift, I'd get booked for two massages, people wouldn't tip, and I'd literally make $30 because they were only paying me $15 a massage, despite the fact they were charging near $100. So I was living below the poverty line, making $19,000 and change per year, which was about $1,600 a month, and I was living on $4.20 per day in groceries. I had reached rock bottom when I couldn't afford gas to drive to see my own family, who I was living in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. They were in Gurnee. It was Easter, and I had to tell my mom that I couldn't afford to drive in. Now, humiliated, my mom gave me $20 for gas, and on the drive in, I called to say thank you. That's when my stepdad, Ron, picked up the phone. Now, Ron was in the roofing industry, and I didn't know much about his career because my parents divorced later in life. So Ron's like, hey, you can make six figures a year in roofing sales door to door. Brushed it off, and I get home, jump on Craigslist. I'm like, holy smokes, this is real. So anyway, I decided to apply. I share this story more in my book, by the way, The Roofing Sales Survival Guide, available on Amazon and Audible, and it was a number one Amazon bestseller. Grab a copy and read it if you're getting into this industry. I think it should be required for everybody. So anyway, I get started in this business, and like most, and like you, I'm like, I'm gonna keep my job, and I'm gonna do the roofing thing on the side till I build up enough traction, then I'll quit that thing, which is, again, like common sense. And at the same time, I started to realize for me, like I was doing massage on the weekends and evenings, which is prime selling time. So I kept trying to like juggle this, and I put on my roofing sales hat and I'd go to sell roofs. And then I'd come back and put on my massage therapy hat and I'd do my thing. And then I have to switch gears, and my brain just like wasn't, it's tough for me to switch. And I decided at one point that I was gonna bet on myself, go all in and build a parachute on the way down. And I did. And within my very first 8 months, I made my very first six figures. And I share that story here in this video, okay? So I'll put a link up there for you to get the whole backstory of how I made that happen. But what happened was I was able to go all in and make life-changing money. Now, I wanna share a little bit with you about this concept of part-time and how do you decide what's best for you. First, let's turn our attention to this Reddit post. See, this Reddit post started this inspiration for this video. This guy's like, hey man, he's in the roofing sales rider group. He's like, hey, I just got started part-time and on my first day I got 5 inspections. And by the way, he had an amazing first day, kudos dude. And he's like, well, if I can do this every single day, then I'll make $100,000 a year on the side. And first of all, I wanna point out 2 quick fallacies. Fallacy number 1 is that not every day will be that amazing. You'll have those amazing days followed by the worst days ever. It's just the nature of sales. You cannot ever think that like it's just gonna be amazing all the time. This is an emotional roller coaster of an industry with your highest of highs followed by your lowest of lows. So this is kind of a false assumption. That's fallacy number 1. Fallacy number 2 is if you're gonna make $100,000 a year on the side, why in the world would you not go all in? Which brings me to this story right here. This gentleman is a firefighter. He got started in roofing sales part-time. Many people get into firefighting due to a passion. They love it and they don't make a tremendous amount of money, especially factoring in the risks that they're taking on their own lives. So this gentleman gets started doing this stuff part-time, realizes, oh my gosh. And as soon as he could, he went all in his very first year sold over $2 million, which is insane. So what happened is his story was similar to mine. He was juggling this thing part-time, and then as soon as he believed in himself, which by the way, that is the key. As soon as you believe in yourself, you can bet on yourself. And this gentleman went all in and sold $2 million in his very first year, and now he's growing. Now, you might be someone that says to me, which I respect and I wanna air out, Adam, I really love what I do. I don't wanna leave that because it brings me joy and passion and meaning and purpose. But what I do wanna do is make more money. So let's talk about that. Let's bring up Tony. Tony right here, you can see Tony sent me this. This is one of the first testimonials Tony sent me. Tony is a career firefighter. He's using my sales system. And part-time, you can see him number 1 on the leaderboard. And in just a few weeks, sold $500,000. By the way, just to put that into comparison, like for a roofing salesperson to earn a really good income in this business, they're generally gonna sell about $1 million a year plus. And it's very realistic in your first year to sell between 1 and 2 million if you're putting in the work and doing it. You can in some places make good money selling a little bit less than that, but at the end of the day, that's kind of that threshold benchmark is $1 million per year will lead you to a really good, healthy income. So Tony, as a part-timer and firefighter, sold $500,000 in just a few weeks and is number 1 at the company. By the way, those numbers have grown. Tony has killed it beyond this and is still really fulfilled with his career as a firefighter. And for him, he has meaning and purpose in that role and is not willing to make the adjustment. Now that is one of the very, very, very few people. Tony's one of the very few people who's been able to do that successfully. Because I know for me, as a leader, a sales manager when I was in that role, I didn't like part-timers because part-timers to me, it was like straddling the fence. They were like partly in and partly out. And it was difficult for me to want to invest, give them everything that I had when they weren't willing to give me everything they had. And I watch, for the most part, people that tried to do both part-time in the long run, they never became successful. Again, Tony is a very, very rare exception. And the reason that they weren't able to be successful is because they never, it took them twice as long or longer to develop the same level of competence, of expertise and experience to be really successful. So what does this mean for you? Like I shared my story, I shared a firefighter who went all in, I shared Tony's story. And what I wanna end with is how you can decide what to do. In my opinion, the people who are the most successful, and I'm gonna define successful right now, financially speaking, in terms of the sales they're able to produce, not on the personal fulfillment, because Tony, I believe, is a wildly successful, both financially and with his meaning and purpose in his career. But I do think Tony's an outlier, and for most, to be the most successful, we need to go all in. And I wanna end this with this fallacy that people say, well, you should have diverse income streams. So I have an income from my full-time job, an income from my part-time job or my side hustle. And I think that it's terrible advice. If you look at the most successful and when I say successful in business, and the most wealthy people, they have earned their wealth by focusing all of their energy on the one thing in the one business. Once they do that, they take that money and then they invest it in vessels to get diverse income streams. And for most people, our ability to pour all of our energy into one place, all of our focus, that is how we can make the most money. Staying focused on the one thing. Once you do that, you'll make enough money in roofing sales to get those diverse income streams elsewhere. So my sign off to you is your part-time job, if you're juggling this, you want to maintain freedom during evenings and weekends for roofing sales. And as soon as you taste that success and you believe in yourself, go all in, because you, my friend, will change your life. Thanks for joining me in today's video. I'm guessing this is gonna leave you with even more questions, like, is this career right for me? Is it too good to be true? So if that's you, I've got a video that I'm gonna roll right after this for you to jump into. But before I go, remember, jump in that free training center if you haven't gotten inside yet. There's no catch, and I wanna support your success. Thanks for joining me in this video, and I will see you in the next one. Hey, before you go, there are no fees for this show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating in a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants, things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.